This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Welcome back. You're watching MSNBC. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. The calls are growing for the ouster of President Trump. Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
Is that potentially impeachable if it's an obstruction of justice?
I think we're going to have to look into it a little bit further.
You were saying that this could lead down the road to impeachment, but we weren't anywhere near that yet. Does this breaking news tonight change your view on that?
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
Reluctantly, Wolf, I have to say yes.
Is it an impeachable offense if, in fact, the president obstructed justice?
So in terms of impeachment, are you taking action, working with Republicans, or doing anything that would actually move that agenda forward?
Do you harbor any hopes that you will find a conservative legal mind to match your desire to proceed with impeachment?
I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice. I think that.
So you mean impeachment proceedings?
I beg your pardon?
You mean impeachment proceedings? Impeachment originates in the House. House leadership and the Republican Party has shown no interest in that and seems like it's the furthest thing from their mind. You think that's going to change?
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
No, I'm not suggesting that.
Congressman, what is your case for impeachment?
But now we're talking impeachment. Do you think this is a bridge too far?
What do you think of this impeachment possibility? What's more needed to prove it? Obstruction of justice and the president fires the guy coming after him after asking him to drop the case. What more do you need?
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't.
It's the only remedy.
Yeah, there's growing talk, at least, about impeachment within your party. You have Congresswoman Maxine Waters. You have Congressman Al Green. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, all talking about impeachment for this president.
You heard Jeffrey Toobin say it would be an obstruction of justice, and potentially, as you know, Senator, that could be impeachable. That could be an impeachable offense.
Well, I'll tell you, had they gone absolutely wiggy here, Scott? I mean, you know, and like we've been talking about, is I'm thinking about the everyman who just says, look, I'm looking for a job. I want this country to get back in order here. I mean, what a waste of the people's money.
What's the date today? Is it May 17th?
Yes, exactly.
So a conversation that they had back in February, the beginning of February, when he says, hey, can we stop this investigation on Flynn? And he fires him 4 months later. You're going to say that that's the obstruction of justice right there?
Yeah.
That sounds...
Those are dots that already,
I just can't connect those dots.
Well, his head was already on the stake. I mean, you know, back in the summer previous, Democrats wanted to get rid of him. But still, you know, it's just... You know, again, it is this this Trump hatred that is just overwrought in D.C. and on the media, and it's pig pile time. And I just think, what an absolute waste. And on top of that, we've got the president going overseas now to meet with foreign leaders, and he's carrying this ball and chain. And meanwhile, you got Chelsea Manning out of jail. So, I mean, there's just something real ironic
here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she will continue to collect some benefits until her appeal is exhausted. And once that's done, then everything can be finalized, is what I understand.
And then,
until then, she's still taken care of.
The people that they keep rallying behind on this, I could probably go back and find a clip of Maxine Waters demanding to impeach him the day that he took office.
Oh, that's been going on forever. But then she says, I never said that.
No, yeah, well,
whose voice was that?
It was
whose picture? Whose was that?
Some other angry old lady.
Yeah, don't say James Brown, okay? Last guy that said James Brown, and he got in trouble. So it wasn't James Brown. It was Maxine Waters, okay? Maybe the hairdo. I don't know. But you know what? Can I tell you? But we digress. So we digress because this thing is just out of control here, and you start chewing on this bone, and it's just It's worse than an all-day sucker. It just keeps on going. And especially with the media. Boy, they're in such a lather. They need to chill out. No doubt about it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Democrats calling for a special prosecutor to look into the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia.
Yeah, you don't want Senator Warner doing his own investigation. I guess you want somebody else. But our next guest has some firsthand experience in that role and says, bad idea.
Joining us now is the special counsel for Bill Clinton's Lewinsky and Whitewater scandals, Judge Ken Starr. Thank you, Judge, for being with us.
My pleasure.
You say no special prosecutor. Why?
Well, it's a bad idea as a general matter. It's a tool, but it's a last resort tool. Let the process work. We've got a great Justice Department. We have career prosecutors with total integrity, and we have an FBI that has over 10,000 special agents. And these are terrific men and women. Let them do their job.
Sure. Explain how you set up an independent counsel office or a special prosecutor, because you're pretty much starting from scratch.
It's a startup operation. I mean, think Silicon Valley. Where are we going to have office space? We need to hire some lawyers, and then we need to call the FBI. By the way, we need some FBI agents over here. So there's going to be delay no matter what. And people say, I debated Larry Tribe, and Larry said, who cares about a little bit of delay? I don't think the American people want delay. It's just inefficient. It's impractical.
Right.
You're out there on your own, and that's the other thing. The special prosecutor or independent counsel will eventually become very controversial in his or her own right.
So, and that certainly happened in your situation. So what Senator Warner and others are saying is, don't trust us to do an investigation. Don't trust the FBI. Let's give it to somebody else. How do you figure that? Because they're in the minority? But what's the mindset there?
Well, I'm not going to attribute motives, but let's face it. There's the political angle. I'm focused on the legal angle and the constitutional angle. And the constitutional angle is very simple. And thank you, Brian, for saying that. The Senate committee is up. It's running. In fact, the very first thing that Senator Warner said in that segment was, we're going to get to the truth. The we was that particular committee, the Intelligence Committee. And the American people have the assurance that's a bipartisan committee. Richard Burr, North Carolina, Mark Warner, Virginia, are working very closely together collaboratively, and they are cooperating with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, shall I say, there are the merits and then there's the politics. Mm-hmm. For the merits, allow the process to work, especially one other point. Rod Rosenstein was, as you know, confirmed by the Senate, but overwhelmingly, virtually unanimously. Why was that? It was because of his career. He has a 30-year career as a great person of wonderful integrity. Everybody in law enforcement loves Rod Rosenstein because he's an honest guy.
Well,
he's extremely smart, but he's honest.
Testifying today, too.
I'm going to tell you, this is the voice of reason that the American people need to hear from. Ken Starr, of course, on why a special prosecutor is a bad idea. Ken is an American lawyer who also has been a federal judge and U.S. Solicitor General. And he tells us straight from experience why it is a bad idea, why it didn't work in the past. And you're talking about an American population that wants answers. This thing has been drug out forever. We've been chewing on this thing. We have no answers. The only criminal act that has taken place has been on Mike Flynn. But the media, the political apparatchik wants to ignore that, and they're after Trump. They smell Trump's blood in the water, and as Ken Starr says, it's a political thing. You know, this isn't, it's become more of a political thing that's overriding, the legal issue of this matter. And so, you've got seasoned people, thousands, and if you start, as he says, with a special prosecutor, you've got to you got to build this all up. You got to get staff. You've got to get lawyers. You got to get FBI. You've already got the FBI, already on this. But now you got to bring them into the special prosecutor's office. This does take time. And then after everything is all said and done, and we'll probably hear it a little bit later on, you hear from the judge that he was disappointed with the results of the special prosecutor case, that he thought that with Bill Clinton, because he had done Whitewater. And he said that it really connects with Monica Lewinsky, quite interestingly. I thought, whoa, man, that's one. So there were a couple of other connecting points with that. He said they just didn't get to it and felt like, their job was not completed. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're talking millions of dollars being spent on this. So here it is. We're chasing windmills, all because people hate Donald Trump. And now they see a little bit of a wedge here, and they're going after it big time. And at what expense? At the people's expense. And our government that we're paying all these knuckleheads all this money for, they want to get all revved up over this stuff. And, which is, I find quite interesting, because we just went through 8 incredible years that you thought, wow, why aren't they moving on this? And they refuse to move on anything. With the Democrats, the mainstream media gave him all kinds of cover. And with Donald Trump, different story altogether. And that's just the way it is. And it's not going to be any different. And we're going to be dealing with this until the end of his term. If it's one or two terms, whatever it is, this is going to be the order of the day. And politics, even though we've known it to be messy before, is going to stay messy and get messier. I don't know. I don't know what else to expect, Scott. I mean, we've been going through this, and I don't see any contraindication that things are going to calm down.
Well, I think we need to figure out a way to stop with the hyperbole. I mean, let's get the truth out there. Let's start telling people the actual truth. Mm-hmm. Hey, because right now, I mean, I want to know. If Russia has ties, I want to know that. But there's so much hyperbole out there, and you hear people that come out and said, "Look, I haven't been shown anything. Mm. I haven't been shown anything up to this point." And then you have other people that, "Well, we haven't found anything yet."
Yeah, and it's not just other people. This is the intelligence community. Okay, the intelligence community. Even James Clapper. Even some of the former Obama administrators within the intelligence community have come and said this.
That's the other thing is I want Trump to be held to the same standard that every other president's been held to. I can tell you this right now. I have never been given details about a meeting between the president and any other country.
Mm-hmm.
In my entire lifetime, I've never heard the details except for in a press report.
Right.
People aren't leaking that out. There was 4 people in that room. There was McMaster's. There was Tillerson
On our side.
On our side.
Yes, right. And the Russians had some people.
Yeah, and I mean, even Putin comes out and he goes, "Look, I'll give you the transcripts. We have these transcripts from our side. I'll gladly give them to you."
Yeah.
And he's like, "It really is. It's really weird. I don't like that. Every news story that I read, I have to wonder: is this true?"
And you got to know if Putin gave him the transcript. then they would say, well, of course, Putin's supporting his guy. I mean, you know, he's padding the deck here. So they probably, we can't trust Russia anyway. I mean, they'd be all over it for a news cycle, you know, just have fun with it. But then you'd hear all the criticism and, oh, could you hear the Democrats? Could you hear the mainstream media? And then this is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thanks for joining in.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Alert, we are awaiting a briefing right now at the White House from the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, who last night disputed reports that the president shared classified information during that Oval Office meeting he had with the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador to the U.S. last week. Those allegations first reported by the Washington Post. Greg Miller, a Pulitzer Prize winner, co-wrote that story. He joins us now. A lot of people are awfully confused about what exactly transpired here. When you hear the idea that the president shared sensitive intelligence with the Russians, it sounds like, you know, he said, okay, we have a guy here who said this. That's not exactly what we're talking about, right, Greg?
That's right, and I think the White House has sought to create this sort of confusion about this in an effort to deflect or blunt the impact of the story here. There's two things, you know, that are sensitive in the world of intelligence. One is the information you get, and the other is how you get it. And our story never said that Trump revealed how this information was obtained. It only said that he revealed what was in it. A lot of detail about an evolving Islamic State plot involving laptops and aircraft. And enough detail, in fact, that some sources we talked to thought it would not be that difficult for Russia, which has its own very capable intelligence services, to reverse engineer that and take that information and figure out how the United States came to get it.
And this information was not developed by the United States, but rather one of its partners.
That's right. I mean, that's a critical, critical point here. One of the golden rules in intelligence is that the country or even sometimes the agency that gathers the information has control over its dissemination. So this information came from an American ally. The United States did not have permission to pass it along to other countries, let alone Russia.
You know, kind of amazing here. This is Greg Miller. He's, of course, comes with a lot of credibility with the Washington Post being a Pulitzer Prize winner. And, you know, running the edges here, I believe, in terms of reporting this information. But look, leaks are rich in D.C. I'd be rather fascinated to hear, of course, he's not about to reveal that, how he got the information. But you can kind of understand where they're coming from, and still looking at this, this is the problem about leaks, and this particular reporting is that how much can the administration push back on this, and especially when you know their hands are tied, and I think their one leg is tied to their hands as well, so they're kind of trying to hop along here. And, you know, it makes it near impossible, you know, for them to counter this narrative, especially when you heard all the different media already, you know, ringing the bell for impeachment and that. I tell you, this is quite interesting stuff here. But, you know, Scott, to your point, understanding there is national security involved and all this stuff has been going on. I mean, people are learning more about security issues, you know, because of the last election and everything that we went through with Hillary Clinton. And now it continues. And, of course, David Petraeus as well. And now here it is. And because it's Trump, boy, I'll tell you, he is not about to get a pass. There's no reasonable conversation. It's just that he absolutely bumbled something one more time and mishandled security information and was reckless with it. And he should know better as a president, even though he doesn't know better or that he is in a, training issue, on-the-job training type of deal.
We'd have to find out his intent, right? Because, I mean, if he didn't mean to do it, you know. how Hillary got off with it?
Yeah, but you're adjudicating something that, you know, it was all, again, in the court of public opinion here. And this is wrong on so many levels that this is exposed. And it's almost like the president has got to find some way to do what he can to stop this insanity. Forget about tweeting, forget about anything else, but he's got to find some way to connect with the people. Like I said, I think he needs to stay out of D.C. for a while because this is insane. I mean, just go ahead and put some yellow tape around the entire District of Columbia there and, just stay outside. Let the echo chamber remain there in D.C. He can go out and take his case to the people And, you know, if they want to, which the media is going to do, they're going to continue because this thing has, I mean, it's been going on for over a week now. You know, the whole Comey issue. And, you know, and this is all, you know, this is all tied into it. And they're trying to find something there. You know, whether it was in a private meeting and supposedly now Comey has taken notes and he's real good at taking notes and has been determined previously that, you know, notes are admissible as evidence in a court proceeding. So, you know, that here he is, he's taken notes and said this was his interpretation of what the president was asking about something or, you know, whatever, and felt uncomfortable about a couple of things. You know, and that's fine. But, you know, if it, again, it's the double standard, you know, on full display here. Had it been somebody else, had it been a Democratic president, there would be, you know, this thing, all this stuff would have been a non-issue. It'd have been swept under the carpet. We'd be moving on, and it'd be business as usual. And the Democrats would just be getting more money out of we the people, and the taxes would continue to increase. Our budget deficit, you know, would continue to climb. And, you know, everybody in D.C. would be, you know, fat and happy, as they say. But right now, when you've got a threat to their very lives and their very existence in the form of one Donald Trump, they're not happy campers about it.
Except
and
for
when their people are getting... Go ahead.
I've noticed something, that when D.C. seems to be really happy, my life seems to be worse. When they're all happy
kinda,
and they
you
all
kinda
get
got
their
that
way.
You kind of got that correlation, huh? You know, and again, you know, I think what people are starting to realize is that, meanwhile, you know, to your point, they're still getting their paycheck. They still got health care. Everything's all good for them. And, you know, hey, nerves are a little bit on edge, as you can tell. And somehow they feel like that justifies their existence.
Maybe
you know, it doesn't.
Maybe
that's not what we paid them for.
Yeah, right? Well, maybe I looked at it all wrong when Obama said that you could keep your plan and keep your health care. Maybe he was just talking to Congress.
Yes, exactly. He was talking to the inner circle there.
He was talking
you know?
To Congress. That's it.
Yeah.
He didn't lie.
Congress and the other, what, 1,000 companies that got special dispensation, right? And well, you know, hey, this is politics, and this is the ugly part of it, like Ken Starr said. You know, it's you got the political angle, you got the legal angle. And I'm not sure that the people, particularly on the Democratic side, they're not worried about the legal angle. They're not, you know, they're not concerned about getting, all this is all to do is rebel rousing. They wanted President Trump out even before he was inaugurated. Okay, let's face it. And they've been doing everything they can at every turn. And you got the mainstream media all complicit in this, you know, talking about impeachment. And meanwhile, we have a country to get back on track. We got real issues we're dealing with, and this is what $20 trillion of budget gets you is this kind of circus and insanity. I mean, it's kind of I find it quite ironic. You know, here they are, you know, talking about Donald Trump being you know a circus. They themselves are. I mean, this is ridiculous. And just as you said earlier with Putin. Putin is like, he's laughing. He's going, these guys are unhinged. And maybe they, you know, did a little bit of meddling. He goes, wow, man, they're real sensitive. I mean, they come in, they meddle all kinds of ways with us and everything like that. And we don't even, you know, get halfway nuts like them. You know, we give them a little bit of their own medicine and it totally derails them.
Well, I believe Hillary came out and said that the worst thing for Russia during the presidential election for Russia was Putin. I believe there's a clip of her saying that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, and of course, you know, here it is, this public servant that wants to do so much for we the people. Now she's leading the new resistance, and you hear the sound of Battlestar Galactica or Star Wars theme music in the background as she's come back. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aids affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As we reported earlier, Chelsea Manning is left prison, faces changing. I am misreading something here very quickly. Let me get it back together. But leaving military prison after giving secrets to WikiLeaks, we will continue to pay for her medical care until the final disposition of her appeal is finalized. And then at that point, assuming that everything goes as it already has, then she will be dishonorably discharged, and then any kind of medical help will go by the wayside. We will no longer be responsible, you know, for her medical issues. So that is happening. Of course, you know, all the controversy that has been taking place in D.C. You've got Putin sounding off on the Trump meeting with Lavrov and Kislyak. Says there's not anything there. We've got a poll that is out. A majority opposed President Trump's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey. So not only has it been, the political elitists who have gone from one side to another. You've also got the public who was quite outraged. So, the people are rather fickle right now. And of course, I'm sure this has all been driven by the optics and the poor handling and the communication of the White House in terms of letting this go. Also, I think they're just, they were just talking, as we talked about this yesterday with David French. I think the president is at times it's like you think, well, did you forget your president? I mean, you are the president of the United States. You don't have to explain a bunch of stuff. I mean, you just, hey, you fired the guy. We got a new guy coming. Here it is. And, you know, here's the candidates in much the same way as he offered for the, you know, for the Supreme Court justice. You know, you move on. Stay in your authority. He gets outside of authority and wants to get defensive, and it makes it worse. Regarding this polling, of those polled, 53% said they did not agree with Trump's firing of the FBI director, while 41% of respondents said they agreed. 6% said they were unsure. I guess they're going to wait and due process here. And, you know, like this whole situation, again, what polling tells you is what is. It's a snapshot of what is. The difference is leadership. It's understanding the facts and what's going on. And I understand, you know, people probably feel like what's coming out of D.C. is a bit confusing. And, you know, if your filter is, I hate Trump, well, then it's obvious. And we know exactly where you're going to, you know, what side you're going to fall on, what echo chamber you're listening to. If you're for Trump, it's the same thing, you know. But the challenge we have as a supposedly united country, we're far from being united. We just continue to be more divided. And meanwhile, you know, we have a president and a lot of hopes, you know, that we have on this country. I mean, can we afford another 4 years of inactivity and, you know, just, you know, poor governance? I guess, for lack of a better word, can we afford another 4 years of this? And this is what we're embarking on right now. Thank you very much. You know, whether it's the mainstream media, even the Republicans, you know, Scott, it's kind of interesting. You know, this is supposed to be a team sport. And you're wondering about, hey, where's the rest of the team here? Oh. I mean, you know, Trump has stepped in it, and you've got all these Republicans say, I'm going to take one big giant step backwards here and just leave him out there hanging by himself, right?
Well, I think part of that is you're seeing the real media bias in the sense that you can't just go on, you know, CNN or just show up and, like, they put you on. They have to invite you. So if they're not actually reaching out to these people to get the word out about them, it's hard for them to start putting to have the clips of them saying, you know, this is crazy, this is dumb.
Right. But conversely,
Fox could run. They could call a press conference.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and they need to come alongside. But you know, again, understanding Trump's personality, and it's obviously been abrasive. You know, Marco Rubio is not, for all that he went through, I think he's still kind of, you know, his wounds are still being bandaged up from the, you know, from the campaign and others. Cruz has kind of, you know, stepped up at times. But, you know, they need to, you know, circle the wagons around their president, around their standard bearer, because it's not only the president that's out there in the balance, it's the rest of the Republican Party. I mean, look what Barack Obama did and didn't do for the Democrats. And I think it's a dangerous move politically on their part. But anyway, I want to play this one segment. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Trump himself needs to get off of Twitter and hold the press conference. Stand there and face him and say, you know, that's ridiculous. This is all unheard of. And, you know, like they said, he's the guy that can declassify almost anything at any time. Mm-hmm. So if he really wants to
have he needs to have the talking points down.
Yep.
He can't bumble through it. The third thing is that, you know, the thing about the truth, Scott, it's very simple. It's to the point. You don't need to banter about it.
Well, you just know it. You don't have to remember it.
Exactly. And that's my dad used to say, the one thing about lying is you better have a great memory, you know, because you're going to get yourself trapped. And this is what happens. So whatever issue it is, I just think that the president here has standing, and he just needs to be able to communicate that in a way. And that's why, you know, I wanted to talk to Roshini Kajmar, you know, because Roshini is so good. She's as a crisis management person. She understands communication and the things that you say and the things you don't say, and how you have to put them in context. But this is the thing I see lacking. I mean, the president wants to blame his communication staff, whether it's Sean Spicer. It seems like, at least that's what we're hearing from the media, that he wants to blame the communication staff. But I think it's been rather tough on them because, boy, you know, he just seems to create more problems and more questions than than answers.
Well,
but I want to
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to play this file,
this segment, this soundbite from Ken Starr again, in talking about D.C. and what it's all about.
Yeah. Most of us, we haven't ever worked in Washington. We don't know how D.C. really works. So we hear the stories. We think that the Senate and the House, that they're not going to be able to do this and not be political. But you're saying that's not the case. They can, we can trust their investigations.
Yeah. If we go all the way back to Watergate, the key determination in that broke the whole case was the Senate Select Committee. Using FBI resources and the like, but it was the Senate Select Committee with Sam Irvin a long time ago that found the key evidence about the White House tapes.
And, of course, all the descriptions you've had, everything relies on the FBI information. You got the G-men helping put all the cases together. I wanted to ask you, though, and I don't know your answer to this, regarding the president last Tuesday, a week ago today, fired Jim Comey because of essentially he went rogue and did stuff that FBI directors are not supposed to do. Do you agree with the president's decision?
Yeah, I think it was a meritorious decision. I felt, and I have great respect for Jim Comey, but we all make mistakes. And I felt that his handling of the campaign issues, first in July and then 11 days before the election, was really a violation of Justice Department rules. It was a violation of law, but it's a violation of protocol. And he also stepped into the shoes of the Attorney General herself, Loretta Lynch, because he made the judgment. She's compromised. I'm going to step into the shoes of the Justice Department and say, no prosecution. That was not his job.
And you would... Well, you know, Ken Starr, you know, brings something up again. The mainstream media is stepping over, and that is James Comey. I mean, this was brought out before, ever so gently. In terms of it had more to do with the impact it had on Hillary Clinton's campaign, not on him stepping over and out of his position, out of his rightful position. I still maintain on this, Scott, that he only did so because Loretta Lynch took a step back, you know, without recuse. She didn't want to recuse herself, didn't want to go that far, but she was going to just let James Comey take the bullet there for the team. And he did, and he's paying a big price on it. But that is something that really needs to be discussed all the more. And so, Ken Starr bringing some reason to the discussion. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic Hep C today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston time. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, what's happening?
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This whole Comey deal, and you knew, you know, Hollywood just has to be totally apoplectic on this. I mean, it's just not fair, James. I mean, you know, you don't even have to bait the hook anymore. If it even smells of Trump bait, Hollywood just, you know, don't even bother to chum the waters or anything. They're ready to bite, you know?
Well, we have a three-way situation, you know, three on one. We've got the Democratic Party and the politicians, some in the establishment Republicans. We've got Hollywood, and we have the mainstream media. And the mainstream media seems to be leading the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is I look at what's happening between the Democratic Party and the media, and I'll include the entertainment media. And you borrow from the world of biology, when two species have to depend on each other for their survival, it's
right.
called symbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what is going on between the media and the Democrats is symbiotic,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that you can't tell sometimes where the narrative starts. Sometimes it starts with DNC talking points. Sometimes it starts with immediate coverage. But whatever it is, when we look at the coverage, both in the print media and in the cable and television media, it is so uniform exaggerated that it has altered reality. You know, the McClatchy called Trump a dictator. New York Daily News said there was a coup.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post and Huffington Post used the word Nixonian. New York Times had false stories. So did Washington Post. And then we have Chris Matthews calling it a whiff of fascism. We've got the Chiron on CNN saying that the bedrock of our democracy is under siege. And all of this exaggerated stuff, but all the same themes. Richard Nixon, Watergate, Russia. Over and over and over again. Trying to make the public think that somehow this firing, which the president had full authority to do,
mm-hmm.
which is a routine thing that Bill Clinton did it also, that it has something to do with the Russian investigation, which, by the way, the Russian investigation, which is currently ongoing in the Senate, the House, and the Justice Department goes forward. Mm-hmm. It has been completely unaltered. As a matter of fact, all the firing of Comey did was give the Democrats the opportunity to talk about the Russia so-called collusion over and over again. But comparisons with Richard Nixon is so ridiculous, primarily because we're to go back to the time of Watergate. Mm-hmm. It started with a crime.
Yes,
there was
exactly.
evidence of a crime. There was a connection to the White House in that crime. And the special prosecutor who Nixon was trying to fire, Archibald Cox, was already investigating based on evidence of a crime. Mm-hmm. There is zero evidence of any collusion between Russia and anyone connected with Trump, and there has been no crime.
Well, actually, the only crime that has been done here within the Beltway. And some would suspect whether it's Susan Rice or Dr. Farkas or, you know, Barack Obama himself, because chances are it leads there, but you can't go there because before you get there, you run into all the other problems that come along with Barack Obama, including his birth certificate. Because
well,
if you
exactly
challenge
right.
that, right?
So, and that crime is surveillance and leaks.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact is there were reports prior to the firing of Comey that in addition to this long laundry list of reasons why Comey should be fired, which the Democrats were calling for just yeah. a few weeks ago, in some cases, Podesta called for him to be fired one day before Trump fired him and then changed 180 degrees. But, you know, the fact is that there were reports saying that Comey was dragging his feet on investigations involving surveillance and leaking. And we have to look back on Comey's record. We know that he didn't investigate Fast and Furious scandal. He didn't investigate the IRS scandal. He didn't investigate the
Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation. He didn't fully properly investigate Hillary. He didn't prosecute Huma Abedin. But guess what he did do? He went after Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's very selective in what he does. Also, when he testified, he managed to say every time they would ask a question about an investigation that would be embarrassing to the Democrats, he refused to answer. But he revealed that he was investigating the Russia.
Yeah, right.
You
yeah.
know, Russia yeah, intervening yeah, right, yeah. with the American election. Mm. And that investigation had gone on for 8 months. And I'm sorry, the leak-filled Justice Department, if they had found any shred of any evidence or anything to tie Trump to the Russians, or even tie the Russians to the DNC hack, they would have leaked it.
Exactly.
The loss is also the idea that the Democrats wouldn't allow the FBI to examine the DNC server after it was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't even any shred of evidence linking Russia to the hack. There is only a report that no one can see because it's classified, and the claim by Democrats that there are 17 intelligence agencies who all agree. How can you disagree? You don't think Putin did it?
No.
And that's all we hear, but we never see the report. We never see the evidence. Mm-hmm. And yet Guccifer, the big hacker out there, says that he did it, and he wasn't involved with the Russians, he says. And, of course, Julian Assange said it wasn't the Russians that gave him the information. So it really smells like an attempt to move the needle on Trump, and it hasn't worked according to the latest polls. It has not worked. But it rests in the hands of a very scary group of people,
right.
And that is establishment Republicans. Are they really going to hold the line against this media onslaught? Some of them have already, you know, Ben Sasse, for example, he's kind of rediscovered his never-Trumper persona. Bill Kristol, of course, has always been never-Trumper, but he was quiet for a while. Now right. he's been empowered. And
well,
so,
because now they're letting them back to the cocktail games. You see, they're back invited to the Beltway cocktail games, so now they're part of the inner circle once again. And so with that comes, you know, the official decoder ring and the membership card to the Never Trumpers. And, you know, let's go back for just a moment here, James. When you were talking about Hillary, look what they did, which, you know, everybody wants to overlook all these little bonfires that have been taking place. How many immunities did they give away?
Oh, they gave it away like candy. They gave it to important witnesses. No, there was no question.
So, why would you
to be destroyed?
Right. Why would you give immunity away to the number that you did? And the only reason you do this, I mean, you're an attorney. You know better than I do. But why would you give immunity away to so many people if you didn't have something there at the end of the rainbow? But they gave away all this immunity, and there's nothing there.
Immunity is a tool that is used to catch a bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of Comey's FBI, according to reports, they were using immunity to cover up testimony. That's a very different concept. I mean, to give immunity to someone and the person doesn't testify.
Yeah, right.
It's just crazy. So, so the big thing now that we can look forward to, because we know that any move President Trump makes is a constitutional crisis and the end of the republic as we know it. So whoever he picks, and now he's supposedly there's 11 people, whoever he picks to replace James Comey is going to be labeled a partisan hack stooge.
Right,
no matter who it is.
Well, the Democrats aren't going to, they're not going to approve anybody with an R, anybody that's been political. And the only way they're going to approve them is this person vows their next five children, you know, to get a independent prosecutor.
They're that's not, right. So I'm thinking that he should name Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm.
To this post, and then maybe they, you know, they won't know what to do. But I think probably, you know, they're talking about John Cornyn. I'm not crazy about that, mm-hmm. but John Cornyn's got a lot of leverage as the number two Senate Republican.
Wow. What do you think about Merrick Garland?
I don't like it because I just don't want anybody connected to Obama,
right,
in any way. So I don't like it. I understand why Mike Lee. Because it's a kind of a counterintuitive, hey, how can you oppose Democrats? How can you oppose Merrick Garland? But you know they will.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, they're talking about Trey Gowdy.
I like Trey Gowdy, but he's too conservative for them.
Yeah, so the one that really gives him a hard time is Ray Kelly, who former commissioner of the New York City Police Department, who has been apolitical in his record, and he's a registered independent, but he's known for aggressive police tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that my friend Joe DeGeneva has recommended Ray Kelly speaks very highly. I think he's a true law enforcement guy that the rank and file of the FBI will respect.
Well, James,
might be a really good pick.
We got to put a wrap on this because we're out of time. As always, too much information, just not enough time to share. But they got the idea. The media is melting down. Hollywood, along with them, over the Comey firing. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.